Good evening, this is Sebastian, and you're listening to Whom It May Concern on WMFO in Medford. It's 8:04 p.m., and we're just getting started with, that was The Replacements, with Swingin' Party off of Tim from 1985. Starting it off with that song, because I have an album that I've been meaning to play, and it's by The Replacements, and it's not this one, it's, I think, the one before, the one before. It's called Let It Be. Gonna be spinning it on vinyl. Pretty excited. I pretty recently just started, like, looking through all the records. There's a lot of stuff to go through, and it's hard to even know what I want to play, just because there's so much stuff. But hopefully this will become more recurring and I'll be playing more vinyl on the show. Why don't we just get into it and play the first side. It's not too long of an album, so we should have some time to play some other stuff afterwards. But, I've been listening to The Replacements a good amount this week. It's been really nice out for, like, a few days. We got even up to the 60s one day, and I don't know, I think this is good music for that kind of weather, and Yeah, the first song that we're about to play, I Will Dare, is like probably one of my like anthems from last summer. I listened to it a lot, so I think this album is very fitting for the recent weather. But yeah, this is Let It Be by The Replacements, so let's just get straight into it. Wait, I actually put on the wrong side. So I need to switch it up real quick and flip sides. I put on side two instead of side one, so that's my mistake. Yeah, this album was released in 1984. I don't have a whole lot to say about it. I might do a little talk, do some reading while the album is playing and talk about it midway through. But yeah. Wait a second. It looks like the song is missing. Oh, wait, never mind. Here we go. We've got it right here. Bear with me while I fix this. Yeah, The Replacements are a great band from the 80s. I feel like you can hear a lot of their stuff. Like, they definitely sound very, like, ahead of their time. Like, I feel like they kind of, like, I don't know, they kind of predict a lot of, like, stuff you hear in the 90s. Like, I don't know, some of the stuff I was playing last week, like some of the slacker rock bands, like Pavement, and like Dinosaur Jr., I don't know, they have kind of like, sort of like a, yeah, rough around the edges sound. So, alright, now that we've got the right side lined up, let's get into it. This is The Replacements with Let It Be.
Don't count any of my advice. one more chance to get it all wrong. One more time to do it all wrong. One more night to get it half right. One more warning, one more warning sound. We're coming out, 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 we're coming out.
Tommy gets his tonsils out.
Hi, Susie. You know what? I've been in the hospital.
Open wide, a doctor's here. Everything is fine, got nothing to fear. Strap him down, we're out of gas. Stop your bawling, you little brat. I'm getting this over with, I'd be up in an hour. Didn't want to shove me yesterday, I took a shower. Get this over with, I'd be up in an hour. I can't last for running it. Rip it, rip on my mouth. Rip it, rip on my mouth.
Dick, he's wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane, you know she's sporting a chain. Same hair, evolution. Same build, evolution. Tomorrow, who's gonna fuss? And they love each other so androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so. Don't get him wrong, don't get him mad. He might be a father, but he's sure a dad. And she don't need advice to send her. She's happy the way she looks. She's happy with her gender. And they love each other so androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so androgynous. They're both of the same, they're overjoyed in this world. Same hair, revolution, unisex, evolution. Tomorrow, who's gonna fuss? Tomorrow.
the soul and draws enough.
First half of Let It Be by The Replacements. That was Black Diamond, and then before that you heard Androgynous, and then Tommy Gets His Tonsils Out, and then before that We're Coming Out, and then before that Favorite Thing. Yeah, that's, I would say that's like very much like a rockin' first half of the album. It's like it's got some like some fast stuff, some of the louder Replacement songs for sure, a lot different than like the first song I played from the other album, Swingin' Party, but I really like this sound. Yeah, those, there's not a whole lot like those, like those first four songs. Like it starts off with I Will Dare, which is probably my personal favorite from the record. Like I was saying earlier, it's like it is like, I don't know, it's just a very, it's like a famous Replacement song, and it also was like kind of the soundtrack to my summer. I listened to it a lot while I was just like out and about doing stuff. But apparently it is, the lead singer, his name is Paul Westerberg. He, after recording this song, he like thought it was like the greatest song he'd ever written or something like that. And I think it's definitely up there. It's probably one of my favorite Replacement songs. And then I just learned that the song, Tommy Gets His Tonsils Out is a, it's based on a true story. It's basically just about, the bassist in the, of the band, like going to the dentist. Like they just like wrote this song about it pretty much. But I would say, like, the outlier on this side of the album has got to be Androgynous. It's like, it's a really great, it's a lot slower than the other songs, I would say, and the lyrics are super cool. It's like, I don't know, I feel like it's very, like, ahead of its time. It's like this song that's kind of like just talking about like gender and stuff. Like, it's got these two characters, Dick and Jane, and I don't know, it's just like talking about, you know, it's like the first verse is like, here comes Dick, he's wearing a skirt, here comes Jane, you know, she's sporting a chain, same hair revolution, same build evolution, tomorrow who's gonna fuss, and they love us, and they love each other, so androgynous. I don't know, I just think these lyrics are super interesting, and it's got a lot to say about, like, just, like, challenging gender roles, I guess. So that's a cool song. And then closing off with Black Diamond, which is, I really like the way it builds. You know, it starts off pretty, like, quiet, but it really builds up, and it's definitely one of the, like, the harder hitting songs on the album. I'm gonna get right into the next half of the album, and then after that we'll do some more talking and continue with the show. So yeah, this is the second half of Let It Be. Enjoy.
Thank you. Looking funny, you ain't laughing, huh?
Alright, that wraps up Let It Be by The Replacements. Yeah, those last two songs are definitely two of my favorites off of the album. There's 16 Blue, which is the one before this, which is kind of a song about, like, adolescence and being, like, an angsty teenager. The chorus goes, "Your age is the hardest age. Everything drags and drags." I don't know. I really like that line. It sounds like very, like, kind of like whiny, very angsty. And I'm going to read a quote from Paul Westerberg when he was, like, talking about this song and, like, kind of like the story behind it. He says, "In a way, 16 is the hardest age. If you're a misfit, it is. Although I'm beginning to believe you fit in perfect when you're 15, 16, 17, you're going to tend to be a little more screwed up when you're our age or in your early 30s. I think that maybe you reap the things that you didn't have when you were unpopular or when you didn't fit in. I mean, I certainly have gotten more in the last 2 or 3 years than I have when I was a teenager. You can't tell a person 16 that because when you're 16, you don't think you're ever going to be anything or make it to anywhere. The cheerleaders and quarterbacks, they tend to be the ones that get married quick and get fat and work for the refrigerator company or something." That's from the book All Over But the Shouting, which I think is a book about The Replacements, if I'm not mistaken. And then the last song, Answering Machine, which you just heard. I don't know. I really like the guitar. It's like got this like kind of like pulsating, like, distorted guitar throughout the whole song. It doesn't even really have any, like, drums on it. It's just like the guitar itself is, like, very percussive. And it's like, I don't know, it's capturing this kind of, like, frustration and, like, I don't know, kind of like loneliness and, I don't know, just like being pissed off. It's like, how do you say you're okay to an answering machine? How do you say goodnight to an answering machine? How do I say I miss you to an answering machine? And then I really, really like the way that it closes out. It's got, like, this kind of, like, sample of, like, an answering machine that's, like, playing over and over again. And he's, like, he says, "I hate your answering machine." And then it's just, like, looping this, like, this answering machine sound that just, like, I don't know, it really gets at the point that he's talking about how much he hates, like, hearing this answering machine. So, yeah, we're reaching towards the end of our show. Got, like, 15 minutes left or so, but I haven't read a PSA yet, and since it's Ladder Safety Month, that's what March is, I'm going to read the Ladder Safety PSA once again. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, the Tufts Community Radio. Yeah. So that's all for that album, but I have plenty more songs by The Replacements that I would like to play. So I'm just going to go with that for the rest of the show. We started off with a song from Tim, so I'm gonna play two more songs off that album. This first one is called Bastards of Young.
God, what a- Door slammed shut. All All I know is I'm sick of everything that my money can buy. A fool wastes his life, God rest his guts. First the lights and the collar goes up, and the wind begins to blow. Turn your back on a pay your back last call. First the grass and the leaves at last, there comes the snow. Ain't much to break anyway in the fall.
That was Here Comes a Regular by The Replacements off of Tim. That is the closer from that album. Definitely ends it on a much different note than Answering Machine on Let It Be. A much more kind of beautiful, but also sort of sad note. The song is, I think it's about like alcoholism. Yeah, it's a pretty sad song, but... yeah, definitely one of the prettier Replacement songs that I know of. But we've got like 4 minutes left here, so I'm going to wrap it up here. My name is Sebastian, and this is To Whom It May Concern on WMFO in Medford. I hope you guys enjoyed the album, and I actually will not be back next week because it's spring break, and I'm going to be out of town. So I will be back in 2 weeks. But yeah. I've got one last song to close off the night, and this is like kind of like the classic Replacement song. It's definitely their most famous. It's Can't Hardly Wait. I've been listening to this one like on repeat this week. It's really great. And I it's in like the soundtrack to The Bear, which I binge watched like over winter break. So I feel like that kind of like brought that song back onto my radar. So this is Can't Hardly Wait by The Replacements. ¶¶